Hi, Kyle Snow here from Leatherings.com. In this podcast, we will discuss how to shorten jacket sleeves. Shortening the sleeves on a jacket can take it from ill-fitting and sloppy to tailored and chic. It is fairly easy to change the length of your sleeves, but you will need some basic sewing skills and a sewing machine. You will need to measure to find the new length, mark your fabric, cut it at the desired length, and then hem the sleeves to finish them. Part 1 on measuring the sleeves. Try on the jacket to determine the new sleeve length. To get the best possible fit, put the jacket on and identify where you would like the sleeves to fall. It is a good idea to bend your arms and hold them straight at your sides to see where you are most comfortable with the sleeves ending in these positions. You may want to choose a midpoint measurement between these two spots. Mark the sleeves where you want them to end. Mark the position in a few spots around the sleeve with a piece of chalk. Then, remove the jacket and connect the marks into a solid line going around the sleeve. Measure 2 in an 5.1 cm from the marks you made. The spot you identified is not where you will need to cut your jacket sleeves. You will need to leave room for the seam allowance. So measure 2 in an 5.1 cm from the first line going towards the end of the sleeve. Mark this spot in a few places around the sleeve using a piece of chalk. Then, connect the marks in one solid line. Part 2. Cutting the sleeves. Use a seam ripper to pull out the stitches along the hem and seam. Rip the stitches by running the hook section of the seam ripper through the stitches on the hem and seam of the jacket. You will need to remove the stitches before you start cutting. This will detach the sleeve lining from the sleeve fabric, which is necessary for hemming the sleeve properly. Slide the lining fabric up and out of the way. To avoid cutting through the lining fabric, move it up into the sleeve so it will be out of your way. Cutting the lining along with the jacket's exterior fabric may affect the fit of your jacket. It's a good idea to press the pieces of the sleeves to ensure you have nice, clean edges to work with. Cut the outer fabric along the second line you created. Cut straight along the line all the way around the sleeve using a pair of sharp scissors. Make sure to cut the outer sleeve fabric only. Part 3. Hemming the sleeves. Pull the lining fabric back down. Pull down the lining so that it extends past the new end of the sleeve fabric. If you use pins to hold the fabric back, then take out the pins first. Cut the lining just a little longer than the finished sleeve. Trim the jacket lining so it's just a little longer than the finished sleeve will be. This will be just a little shorter you cut the sleeve fabric to, since it was cut to account for the seam allowance. Ensure that the jacket lining and outer material are lined up. Then, fold the outer material at the end of the sleeve over the lining fabric towards the inside of the sleeve. This will hide the raw edges of the lining and outer material. Place a few pins around the folded sleeve to keep it in place. Insert the pins going perpendicular to the end of the sleeve so they will be easier to remove as you sew. Place a pin about every 5 cm 2.0 in. Secure the folded fabric with a straight stitch. Set your sewing machine to the straight stitch setting and sew all the way around the edges of the sleeve. Make sure to use a thread that matches the color of the jacket, such as black thread for a black jacket. Position the stitch about 3 cm 1.2 in from the folded edge. Remove the pins before you sew over each area to avoid damaging your machine. You can also sew the sleeve by hand, if you prefer. Backstitch by 5 cm 2.0 in when you reach the end. To secure the final stitches, press down on the lever on the side of your sewing machine and hold it while still applying gentle pressure to the pedal. This will reverse the direction of your sewing machine. Sew for 5 cm 2.0 in, and then release the lever and sew back to where you started. Trim off the excess threads, and you are done with the sleeve. After you finish sewing the first sleeve, repeat the process for the second sleeve. Thanks for listening our podcast. Subscribe now for more leather jacket guides. Want to purchase leather jackets for men and women? Then do check out leatherings.com.